Welcome back to a special edition of Think Out Loud and The Conversation. I'm Dave Miller in Portland.
I'm Ross Reynolds in Seattle. We turn now to the main event, the showdown you've all been waiting for, the Cascadia Smackdown. Oh, yes, the battle for Northwest Heavyweight Champion. And the question we're going to settle for once and for all, right here, right now, which city is better, Seattle or Portland?
We have some illustrious partisans, pugilists from each side to plead their cases. You can weigh in as well. Show your support for the Rose City or the Emerald City. To support Portland, give us a call at OPB. Our number is 1-888-665-5865.
And represent Seattle. Call 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. In Seattle's corner, you've heard him on his podcast, Too Beautiful to Live, and Cairo Radio, and NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You've seen him on CBS Sunday Morning. He was even the first producer for this show, Luke Burbank. Thanks for stopping by.
I learned everything I knew, Ross, right here in Seattle on The Conversation.
In this corner, I don't think you can say that, Jefferson Smith. Jefferson Smith, the ran for mayor of Portland 2012.
I lost.
That's true, but you did run for it.
Thanks, buddy.
Founding chair of the Oregon Bus Project, former Democratic state representative from East Portland, where he did win. Jefferson Smith, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And the question is, Luke, which city is better, Seattle or Portland?
Well, I would like to preface this by saying I love Portland. I have three sisters who live there. I'm now the host of this great public radio show in Portland called Livewire. But because you guys will not validate my parking unless I take part in this gruesome spectacle that is this regional bashing that's going on, I would like to lay some knowledge on people about some of the great things about Seattle. Starting with, we have a professional baseball team. They are not good. In fact, the current promotion is if you're one of the first nine people there, you get to play. But since they instituted that policy, they have been winning games. So we do have that over Portland, professional baseball.
Jefferson, do we need to point out that there's no basketball team there right now?
It's too cheap a shot.
Okay.
It's too cheap a shot. And in fact, I was on the Sonic side. I mean, I think it'll get a little more pugilistic, but I was on the Sonic side when Oklahoma City stole their basketball team. I think the Blazers are better, sort of generally have been a better team, certainly a more virtuous franchise, one that's more likely to go to heaven and should be rooted for. But now, you know, talking about the zombie Sonics is something that I'll leave to mourners.
All right, but so what about in favor of Portland?
Well, it's a better town. So I posted, it's sort of a priori. I posted it on the Facebooks, that's at facebook.com, it's a website, and asked folks. And I heard lots of things from way better coffee, better beer, better airport. Our weather is on average 2 degrees warmer. GQ called us the country's most exciting culinary scene. We tend to handle protests better. Storm Large lives here. Few of our people apparently wear black designer sweaters and Oakley sunglasses. But I looked at I did some research, and I found an online magazine that already did the face-off for us. You can Google, again, you might try to Bing it, but I don't think that works as well. Go to Travel and Leisure. Their methodology was pretty exhaustive, and Portland won. What was more interesting is why. Seattle and Portland were about the same in culture, in hotels, in food, drink, and restaurants, but we were better in neighborhood joints, in local specialties, in quality of life, and in people.
And neighborhood joints, these are places to go to eat?
I think these are places to go other than a Starbucks. I think these are places to go that are actually sort of genuine, authentic to the neighborhood.
And newly legalized neighborhood joints
there
in
you
Washington.
I don't mean what you're now allowed legally, maybe to the credit or detriment. That'll be up for discussion, I suspect, that they just legalize statewide in Washington.
Okay, let's bring into the conversation hip-hop artist Anthony Ray. You know him as Sir Mix-a-Lot. He's got the Grammy Award-winning single, Baby Got Back. That's what he's well-known for. Mix, let's ask you, what's better, Seattle or Portland?
Well, one thing that sucks in Seattle is the phone lines, because I got a big echo coming from you guys. But I do love Portland. I love the official color of concrete gray. real beautiful downtown. You know, you got to love all the beer spots. You got to love the chicks that ride bikes with hairy legs. You got to love that place.
Oh, well, maybe both Portland and Seattle have failed on the phone front.
Can I point out one thing, though, really quickly,
which is
this Jefferson character, if that's your real name.
It isn't.
I think it's
My real name is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I think it's really
interesting.
I think it's really interesting that when you were asked to sort of stand up for Portland, you immediately outsourced that work to some magazine and then just started sort of reading verbatim from what they've said. I would like to point out, by the way, that here in Seattle, we get to eat at real restaurants. We're not all standing around food trucks like some kind of like a sad photo from the Depression era of this country, like you know, like these sort of urchins that have to huddle around with our food in paper and try to eat it quickly before the cops come around and chase us off. We get to sit down in real restaurants and enjoy ourselves. And everything here doesn't have to be so artisanal. I was in Portland this weekend. I was having a lovely time, but I reached my maximum point of artisanality. I don't know if that's a thing, but it can be starting here. I was in my like seventh artisanal whiskey bar where everything was drawn from the Willamette River and carefully, you know, honed and so beautiful. And I asked one of my sisters, I said, can we please just go to a dive? And I don't mean a dive that's actually artisanal and is a play on the dive bar. I mean an actual dive bar. We had to go far and wide. The first place we went to, the Galaxy, was closed. We finally ended up at Chopsticks 2. Which was actually pretty great. But Seattle is crawling with Chopsticks 2 type of places, which suits me just fine.
I will concede that you win on Chopsticks 2 places. Okay, that's I'll also concede that Seattle's bigger and richer and has more famous people. What I would also say, however, is that food carts, for a lot of people who don't want to pay, you know, $27 for a meal, it actually works pretty well, which I think ties into the most important difference. I also like Seattle, right? I think as maritime cities go, you know, it's one of my favorite. Reminds me of a rainy San Francisco. A lot of people really like San Francisco. But in the stuff that really impacts the lives of middle-class families, Portland tends to be a little bit better. We are more likely to have health insurance. We're number one in public parks, which allows people to have free recreation. We're number one in public transportation. We've got better public schools, recently ranked in the top 10 in great schools. Portland wasn't listed. A home is way more affordable. I think it's $275K versus $425K. So I concede that Seattle's better for an affluent family. If you're Jeff Bezos, if you're Sir Mix-a-Lot, if you're Dan Savage, Portland's lack of a sales tax is nice, though. If I want to buy Baby Got Back album on Amazon.com, killer of bookstores and record stores. So I love Seattle. It's a great place. But if I'm looking for better, I'm going Portland.
All right. We're going to hear more from you, Luke Burbank. But the woman you are going to be replacing as host of LiveWire joins us now. Courtney Hommeister, on the line producer.
Oh, that's dirty.
Head writer of LiveWire. Courtney.
That is dirty.
So my understanding, Courtney, is you grew up as an Army brat all over the place. But for 15 years, you have made your home in Portland after a peripatetic beginning. Why?
Yeah. I mean, I think lots of reasons. I mean, mostly just to get a little serious, it's because the creative community here is just incredible and supportive. I mean, even Lauren Weedman, who I think was based in Seattle for a while, talks about Portland being the perfect place for artists to come to actually create a piece of art because our community is so collaborative and supportive. I mean, it can somehow lead to, you know, projects like musicals based on the socioeconomic impact of fluoridation and things like that. But it's still incredibly supportive and a great place to actually create art. And I'm a single woman, and Portland is an amazing city for single women. I've met like 3.5 to 4 single men since I've been here.
In 15 years.
It's been, you know, exceptional. I mean, the ones who aren't lactose intolerant or incarcerated or married.
The average, what is it? It's 15 beards to the average 10 men in Portland, right, Court? Isn't that the
probably
ratio?
Per day. That's a
per day
per capita kind of situation, yeah.
I said beards, by the way.
Courtney,
although beer may be part of it, too.
Courtney, thanks so much for joining us. It's Courtney Hommeister, producer, head writer of LiveWire. If you're just tuning in, if you're wondering what happened to your radio, it's a special edition of The Conversation from KUOW and Think Out Loud from OPB Washington and Oregon coming together to bring you a special hour of radio. But right now, we're asking what city is better, Portland or Seattle? Our number, if you want to speak up for Portland, it's 1-888-665-5865.
And here in Seattle, if you'd like to represent Seattle, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. What's better, Portland or Seattle? That is the issue we will decide in this simulcast today. Let's bring in Lindy West, staff writer at Jezebel.com, formerly film editor for The Stranger. We cannot get enough of Lindy West. Lindy, thanks for joining us. Simple question. What's better, Seattle or Portland?
I have some feelings about Portland. I don't know how a city can look you in the eye and tell you that its major selling point is bridges, because bridges are just inconvenient and confusing. So basically what you're telling me is that
we win the argument.
Have 14,000 opportunities for me to get lost and confused and be late to my important event. And I would also like to say that the reason you have so many bridges is because of rivers, and rivers are also stupid. Seattle has a big river, and you know what we did with it? We took a bunch of land and dumped it on top of the river and said, we're going to store cranes here now.
Rivers are stupid. Lindy West, thank you so much. Rivers are stupid. Where do you go with that, Dave?
I'm going to go straight to Jefferson Smith. But rivers are stupid, and bridges, she said, are confusing.
I concede. After that powerful argument, I think I'm moving to Seattle, and I want to apologize to the people who expected me to represent the city of Portland well in this, because I think I would say that if you find bridges confusing, that may be more of a testament to your capacity for confusion than to the reality of bridges. But we would love to help. There are various apps that will help you, and we'd love to help educate you. Go to Powell's Books and read a book about it, about how to operate within that context.
The basic thing that I do if I approach a bridge is I get on it and I go from one side to the other, and then I keep going. That's the first way to approach the bridge. something to think about.
I build a train.
For Lindy. I want to give some folks online a chance to speak here. Tom Richards said, I had to attend grad school at UW because they were the only school in the area that had my degree. So I ended up in Seattle for quite a few years. I was amazed at how obsessed people in Seattle were about Portland, because having lived in Portland since 1981, no one seemed to really care about Seattle. And that was part of what made Portland better. We just didn't care about or need Seattle. I blame all the new folks. Now, who cares about Seattle? Sure, it's a city, and the people there, by and large, are acceptable as humans. But stop talking or thinking about Seattle, or we become as backwards and obsessed as them. That's Tom Richards on our site. Nate Deerdorf says, how about which city is more narcissistic? Seattle residents don't lack that, and I'm sure Portland folks don't either. Maybe that's what this question is really asking.
Okay, right back at you, Dave. We got this from Travis. They summed it up already. Portland is a town. Seattle is a city. They have a river. We have the ocean, lakes, locks, and much more. We have the Cascades, Olympics. They have Mount Hood. That's it. And we by far have the best wine. We have mainly just Pinot Noir. We have so many more varietals and so much more diversity. So many downtown wineries. That's what Travis has to say. But we did get this email that kind of concedes a point. And Luke, you can maybe jump in on this. Justin writes, one thing that is better about Portland is the ability to get dinner and an alcoholic beverage in a strip club.
But they hate it when you bring the JoJo potatoes on stage, which is a lesson you only learn once with that one bouncer at that one place. I want to just refresh for everybody the fact that I love Portland. I think Portland is a great town. It is very comfortable. It is a very navigable town, except for the fact that it is very flat in a lot of the parts of Portland. That is part of why I think the bike culture is very strong there. I don't know if a town where you don't have to ride uphill is a good thing for people. I just feel like we need to take on challenges in our life. What do they say? Portland is where the young go to retire. It's sort of like the kind of place where you can ride your fixed gear bike around all day, never encounter a hill, depending on what part of town you're in, work your job as an artisanal vodka distiller / mustache competition judge, and go home at night and sleep in your beautiful home. This is more or less my family's life down there in Portland, and I resent it deeply because it does actually seem kind of fun.
All right, Ross, we have somebody on our site who says the same thing that one of your commenters did. He said, I think the saying – this is Farmer Mike – I think the saying of my youth in Oregon still holds. Portland is still a town. Seattle is a city. He adds, that was always said as a cautionary tale. So somebody who likes the idea of Portland as a town. Ian Carmel is on the line now, comedian based in Portland, columnist for the Mercury, post-game commentator for the Portland Trail Blazers. Just as a reminder, that's a professional basketball team that plays in Portland. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Portland or Seattle, Ian, Portlander.
As far as I could tell right now, the notches against Portland are that we have rivers and not enough hills, and you can get food for cheap. I think I'm coming in relief pitching in a game that we're up 10 runs on already.
All right, but what do you like about Portland, or what do you dislike about Seattle?
Let me just get into it. Seattle was founded by a group of settlers named the Denny Party, which doesn't sound like a group of pioneers as much as it sounds like the saddest birthday a child could ever experience, short of attending a Mariners game. That would probably be a little bit sadder. Seattle
already did that, Carmel.
say what Seattle had a booming economy based on logging, gold mining, and commerce, but it was struck hard by the Great Depression. The thing that distinguishes Seattle from the rest of the country is that everyone else eventually got over that Great Depression. Seattle decided to just wallow it and be depressed for the rest of its miserable existence. So Portland's got that going. There's a little bit of a cheerier vibe down here. Let me keep going with the history of Seattle. The economy eventually recovered, where companies like Nordstrom and Eddie Bauer were founded in Seattle, making the Emerald City the official home of villains from 1980s skiing movies. So that's nice for you guys. But you have Starbucks, too, which was founded in Seattle. And, of course, the city is very proud to showcase the world's first Starbucks, which would be like Philadelphia being proud of being home of America's first kudzu infestation. Not far from Starbucks is Pike's Place Market, which is a godsend to anyone who was ever frustrated that they couldn't buy heroin at Whole Foods. So you guys have that going, which is nice. Listen, Seattle, I do like parts of Seattle, but everything redeemable about Seattle is gone. Bruce Lee, dead. Kurt Cobain, dead. Sir Mix-a-Lot, arguing on a public radio show.
Ian, let's leave it there. It's a good dig at both us and him, which is fair. Ian Carmel, comedian based in Portland. Ross, back to you.
Hey, may I just point out that you can at least go see Bruce Lee's gravesite and Jimi Hendrix's gravesite. If you're into that, you can check out that if you're in Seattle. We're talking about which is better, Seattle or Portland. We're at 206-543-KUOW, 206-543-5869 here in Seattle, or call Portland, 1-888-665-5865. These arguments make any sense to you, Luke?
Well, I like that Carmel didn't waste his good material on this show because they're not paying him, and I just say don't burn the A material on public radio. You save that for the clubs in Portland where literally fives of people come out to watch that kind of stuff happen. So good for him. That's a smart call. I would just say that despite what an earlier commenter said about people in Seattle being apparently obsessed with Portland, my experience has been actually quite the opposite. It's sort of like big brother, little brother in the relationship. I think that Seattleites, for all of our problems, which are many and are listed often on The Conversation Monday through Friday, our problems as a city are many. But we're pretty much caught up with what's going on in this town. I don't think we think about Portland very much. I think that Portland, not unlike a little brother, is constantly trying on our Letterman's jacket when we're off on a date, is constantly kind of like checking out if our AC/DC poster might actually fit on their wall later when we move out and go, let's be honest, maybe to community college, maybe for a few months before our band really gets it together. I just think that it's not – this is an asymmetrical war, and I for one feel like we're almost bullies because it's so asymmetrical.
Jefferson, do you think that – I mean, how much did you think about Seattle when you were growing up here?
I didn't know what it was.
That's a sad education system.
No, we had a real problem
with
my public school.
I went to
great. No, I thought it was great, and I did. You know, a lot of people wanted to be Mariners fans. It was a big rivalry with the Sonics, and I actually want to concede a little bit, sort of the big brother little brother thing. Although, and frankly, because I think all of us should be in cahoots against California, and all of us should be in cahoots against like everywhere else. But the way I see it is, rather than the big brother, little brother, I think about a friend that I have and I've known for a long time. I'm a little taller than he is. I'm a little more coordinated. I think I did a little better at standardized tests. I think I paid more attention. When I paid attention to that stuff, I wore more brand name clothes. But he's a better guy than I am. And how he treats people and how nurturing he is. He's just a better guy.
Well, I kind of confused in this metaphor.
I'm not Seattle. I mean, I'm not Portland.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and make a ridiculous argument that Portland is bigger or stronger. We're not. But we're better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cogent. Definitely. Highly cogent. I want to say, though, that, and other than this show where you guys, again, have decided for some reason, both of you, I mean, public radio, you guys are supposed to be, like, sort of clinically nice, and yet here we are fighting about this. I think Jefferson's right. We need to form a coalition against everyone else in the country. Can we put our rage together and make a strong rage monster that rages against things that aren't Seattle or Portland?
Okay, to kind of settle this once and for all, let's bring in author, sex columnist, originator of It Gets Better, the YouTube channel. Dan Savage is with us to kind of settle this whole thing. Dan, you're from Seattle. You're here with a stranger. Which is better, Seattle or Portland?
New York City. honest to God, I like Portland better. In large part because of the strip clubs. In Washington State, we are not entrusted with a drink and a tit at the same time. And in Portland and other parts of Oregon, You're treated like an adult. You can enjoy more than one vice at a time. Here in Washington State, we are only allowed one vice at a time, and I think it's stultifying. My husband and I were just in Portland. We went to Silverado. We saw half-dressed guys, and we had a couple of drinks, and the city didn't crumble, nor did the Republic. And in that score, Portland totally, totally wins, triumphs over nanny state, bus budget, conservative Seattle. And Seattle is way more conservative socially and politically than Portland. A large part of what the Stranger does every week is argue with Seattle to get with it and get more like Portland on issues like transit and on issues like naked people taking their clothes off while you have a drink.
Dan, thanks.
Sure thing.
Wow. Who knew he was a sleeper cell? Great booking, KUOW.
Luke Burbank here in the studio. You can hear him on Cairo and Too Beautiful to Live.
And Jefferson Smith ran for mayor of the city of Portland, founding chair of the Oregon Bus Project. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. Shout out to the Washington Bus, getting young people involved in Seattle and democracy.
And Ross, thank you so much. It has been great doing a show with you. I'm Dave Miller from Portland.
Thank you, Dave. Great fun. Have a great weekend. But here's the thing, there's a place out west over the Cascade Crest where I'll do just fine.